Hello again for the next video on my request list. Now this is a life purpose video and it's for someone that requested this video that is a life path master 11. That's 11-2, 2-9-11, 38-11 and the rarest 47-11. And the birthday number 8, because as you know, your life path is the most important number in your chart. It's your life purpose, the reason that you came to this earth to live this life. And it means that you're an old soul and you've come to learn the very difficult but high level lessons of the Master 11. But you've done so with the flavor of the 8 birthday number. That's if you were born on the 8th, 17th or 26th of any month. So these two numbers together are your life purpose. Now they look like two very different numbers because the 11 is very spiritual. It's very much about channeling brand new ideas that are unmanifested, that are meant for world healing. Now that's quite a big life path to have because it means you're here to heal the world on a major scale. And that's through channeling ideas and channeling wisdom in order to bring healing. Now you can do that in many, many ways. You can do that as a spiritual teacher or a psychic or basically a spiritual healer that spreads their words of wisdom throughout the world, but also as an 8, which is your birthday number, which is very worldly, and it's about achieving goals in this world and creating financial abundance. So these two numbers together, though they consider quite opposite, actually can be brought together in your life path, because an 11 can also channel innovation and ideas that can be used in business in this world, not only to help and heal others, but to help you as a life path 11 birthday 8 to create financial and emotional and mental abundance. So even though they're different, we can pull these numbers together in your life purpose. So let's start by looking at the most important number in your chart. So you're here to develop a daily connection with source energy consciousness in daily spiritual practice to help you to channel these amazing ideas that are at the moment in source energy and unmanifested. But because it's your purpose to do this, it's not necessarily going to be an easy thing, because depending on the other toolbox numbers in your chart, you might actually avoid spirituality, you might avoid channeling ideas and even disregard the messages, the illuminating messages and ideas that does come to you, because you're literally here to take that wisdom, that channeled illumination, and express that to the world in any way you can in order to bring healing. So this can be something that you find quite difficult to do, maybe because you avoid spirituality and maybe because you don't feel confident enough to bring forward and express these ideas into the world. But it is vitally important for you as an 11 to not only channel your brand new illuminating messages and ideas, but also to express them to the world so that they can be manifested in order to raise the world's vibration and the people in it. But you're not going to find this easy. Your next lesson to achieve is to develop the ability to handle and focus the intense master energy that bombards you daily. Imagine a waterfall. You're trying to get hot on with your work and yet you're sitting under a waterfall constantly bombarding you daily, and it's making you choke and it's stopping you from being able to focus on your ideas and to move forward on your ideas. It's literally like the energy of the Master 11 can choke you and make you feel overwhelmed, and any unmanaged energy can cause to anxiety and extreme nervous tension that can happen literally from the moment you woke up in the morning. So important that you learn as an 11 to manage this energy through daily meditation, intention setting, visualization, and for some, exercise is a great way of expelling all that extra energy. So imagine yourself being hit daily by a waterfall of energy, and it's up to you to learn how to manage that in the best way you can. Spiritual practice and energy and constant intention setting and bringing yourself back to the moment is really important for you to help you not only to channel but to express your illuminating messages, ideas and wisdom that you get daily. So managing that energy is vital for you, otherwise you will feel unable to function in this world, overwhelmed, full of anxiety, nervous tension that can stop you from doing anything. And that's another lesson you need to learn as a Master 11. You're also here to be highly intuitive and psychic and sensitive to not only your own needs but to the needs of others, and to have an attitude of service. But again, because this is your purpose, you might find this difficult to achieve. You might be overly or even under intuitive, or listen too much and push out the world, or not listen to your intuition at all. You could be overwhelmed by your empathy on your intuition, causing you to be overly sensitive to the environment and the world, easily overwhelmed and exhausted, which again can really get in the way of you channeling and expressing your healing ideas to this world. But it is important for you to do that, because you're a Master 11 here to illuminate the world in order to create healing, not only for you or your general environment but the whole world. So listening and following your intuition and your soul's messages and your messages from source is vitally important, and then using that message, those ideas, that wisdom with an attitude of service, that's vitally important. You're here also to be able to not only channel the message but then to stay focused on that message and nurture it, nurture the messages and ideas that you receive so that you can progress them with skillful planning and team building in order to take your ideas and illuminating messages to the next step. However, you might find it unable to focus. You might be unable to make your plans, or even lack the social confidence to be able to communicate and build that effective team to help you. So it's not just about being able to channel and focus and listen and express the idea, it's being able to take it forward, to plan it, to build a team to help you get the idea out there to the world, whether it be product innovation or innovative messages and wisdom that you can use to raise the vibration of this earth. But it's not just about channeling, it's about taking the idea forward in planning and team building. That's really important too for you. Then you've got to be confident enough to express that idea, because many ones and 11s are crippled with low confidence. They're either overconfident or underconfident, aggressive or overconfidently aggressive, or cripplingly underconfident, craving validation from others, hiding your new unique messages and illumination wisdom for fear of how people will react to you. But we need to get you past them, because you're here to confidently express your messages, your uniqueness and your unique world-changing messages and ideas to the world, because confidence is a major issue for 11. But we need to get you past that, past looking for others for validation or being fearful about people's reactions to your brand new ideas. You're here to learn to stay focused, as I've said before, to manifest your unique ideas in reality by expressing them, channeling them, expressing them, planning and team building to get these illuminating messages and ideas to the world as much as you can. But some of your ideas might be a bit unfeasible because you're an old soul. You're going to channel ideas that are ahead of your time, and some of these ideas might be, you know, unfeasible feasible in the way this world is at the moment, because remember, we're an imperfect world and we're here to learn and develop. If the world was already utopian, there'd be no point in us all being here. This world is a school of experience. See your life as a curriculum of learning and experience and development. So if your ideas are unfeasible, you need to assess, is this idea realistic at this time in our lives? Am I in the clouds too much? Am I actually bringing these ideas and grounding them to earth? Or are you losing interest quickly after the initial idea and looking to the next idea without actually taking action on the ideas and messages that you've already channeled? And it's important that you stay focused so that you can express and manifest your ideas in reality. And these are ideas that are manifestable at this stage of humanity's evolution. That's really important. You're here to be a brave risk taker, because bringing new ideas, people can get quite upset with their comfort zone being shaken and new ideas being brought to smash their belief systems. So you're here to be a brave risk taker, make courageous decisions and take calculated, intuitive risks in order to progress and express your change, your healing to this world. But you might be too fearful. You might be underconfident, unable to take any kind of risk to progress. And this can keep you stuck and stop you from expressing your change to the world. You're a catalyst for change, positive change and healing. And you need to be able to be brave and courageous enough to take that risk in order to channel and express that idea and not let people's opinions or attitudes stop you. That's really, really important. Courage, courage, courage. And you've got to take action on those ideas. There's no point channeling them and then thinking about them and actually not taking them forward, planning and expressing them and actually actioning them. But you can, due to low confidence and fear of other people's reactions, not take action at all. You might procrastinate or have apathy and almost laziness and not share your ideas with the world. And you're here to be a doer, to channel, to express, to plan and get people involved so that your message and your ideas actually get close to actually getting out there to the world. That's vitally important. You need to be a doer. Don't just let your messages and your wisdom fall by the wayside, because you're not achieving your purpose by doing that. It's not going to be easy, but since when has life been easy? And you're an old soul, you got this, and this is your path of development in this lifetime. You've got to be determined to succeed with your innovation, with your illuminating messages, with your healing messages and ideas. But again, apathy, lack of motivation, low self-esteem, negative self-talk from this ego brain can all stop you from getting that idea and that illuminating message out there. And it's important that you don't let those issues stop you from doing so. Easier said than done. You've got your whole life to try and get this sorted. There's no rush, but make sure your healing messages and ideas get out there. And you've got to be dependable to yourself and the team and get things done. It's not just about actioning, it's about being dependable to yourself and the people around you and not allowing your 11 cloudy mind to make you chaotic, uncommitted or forgetful or overly dependable, taking on too much work or not doing enough work. You know, because being an 11, that energy that hits you daily, it can put you up in the clouds a lot of the time and make you very, very, very sensitive. But remember, it's really important that you're dependable, that you get things done, that you succeed, that you action your ideas, that you're courageous enough to take those risks, to plan and team build, express and manifest your ideas to the world. They're your tasks for this lifetime. But there's also social things that you need to achieve, and they're often linked, to be honest, because you've got to develop a confident, strong inner compass. That's trusting in your intuition without needing validation from others, without caring what other people think or what other people say. Now, this is difficult, I know, and it can make you unconfident, prone to craving validation from others, and then hiding your messages and ideas if it's not received well by others, or fear of it not being received well by others. And that's another challenge that you and as an 11 need to get through. You've got to be happy to shake and challenge the comfort zones of others with courage, as I've said before, and do not allow dissension from others to stop you from expressing and manifesting your innovation, your ideas, and your unique illuminating world healing messages. Don't be fearful of dissension from others. Don't hide your ideas due to low confidence or fear of other people's opinions. Otherwise, you're going to stay stuck. And it's vitally important that you get past those issues. You've got to learn to be interdependent, giving and receiving help in a balanced way. Now, 11s can give too much and not ask for help enough. They can feel that they have to do everything themselves, and it's all about them helping others, and they can really overload themselves by giving too much help and bringing themselves to exhaustion and potentially resentment for the amount of things they've done for others. And they can definitely fail to ask for help and fail to build that team to help them share these ideas and wisdom with others. You've got to have balanced assertiveness to demand healthy boundaries on what or how much you will do for others, and not be a shapeshifter to please others, not losing yourself and neglecting your own needs to your own detriment. Boundaries are vitally important. You must learn to be a supportive, perceptive, empathetic leader, firm when needed, fair when needed, because remember, you've got to lead a team towards the expression and manifestation of your ideas and messages. So don't be distant or uninterested or unsupportive or lack confidence and run away from asserting your leadership and getting your ideas out there. Excuse me, I'm coughing quite a lot today. You've got to also learn to be responsible to others and the team and be an excellent team player, because you can't do this alone, 11. You can channel the idea, but you need help to help you express this idea to the world. And because you're here to work alongside and with your team, even your family and the people around you, you can actually struggle with that and be quite disruptive, uncooperative, and a bit of a drama queen at times. And sometimes you can even feel taken advantage of or treated badly by others when you're here to learn to be responsible to others and the team and even your family. But if you have boundaries in place for how much you do, then you will get by this difficulty and this resentment. And as a high level 11-2, or even a 2-9 11-2 or 3-8 11-2, you're here not to need praise from others, because if you are a high level 11-2, then you already know that the ideas and the work that you do for others and the rest of mankind is vital and important and healing, and creates a ripple of healing throughout source energy, throughout us all. And when you know that we are all one spiritual being, and what you do for one, you do for all, and you know that when you help someone, you help the world, it ripples outwards and helps many, many other people, then you don't need praise or acknowledgement from others. You don't even really need people to say thank you or to acknowledge your work, because you already know that your work is rippling out to others. So don't be the kind of person that feels resentful for the service that they give to the world. Don't be the sort of person that needs thanks and acknowledgement from others, because you literally don't. Spirit and source and your guides and you already know the healing that you bring to this this world. So you don't need acknowledgement from others. That is a high level 2 vibration. And it's important that you develop your social skills so that you can widen and deepen your existing relationships and widen your relationships to share your message and ideas with a wider audience. But again, you can be easily overwhelmed by the noise and chaos of people. And if you're looking for acknowledgement, you might be resentful, and you might find that connecting with others on a wider scale, especially connecting with more people, can be quite difficult for you, and you might feel the need to isolate yourself at times. And it's important that you don't, because you have a huge healing message to bring to the world. That's vital. You've also got to learn to be a mediator. So you bring ideas that often smash comfort zones, and sometimes it can cause conflict or polarism, as some people will love your ideas and messages and some people's comfort zones will be shaken and they won't like your messages. And this can sometimes cause conflict. So you're here to put a cat amongst the pigeons with your ideas and messages, but also then to resettle when your message has been delivered and be a mediator to help calm and resolve any conflict. But don't let oversensitivity and or run away from conflict. Don't let any of that stop you, because 11s tend to hate conflict. They hate conflict-ridden environments, and they can be tempted to run away from conflict and situations and push issues under the carpet rather than resolving them. So as an 11, you might put a cat amongst the pigeons with your new ideas and your new messages, but then you're not here to just leave everyone in conflict after that. You're here then to mediate and resettle people. And don't let your fear of conflict and your oversensitivity hold you back from doing that. You've got to develop a balanced need for love, because 11s can struggle with their long-term relationships. And you've got a big things to do in this world, but you need support behind you to help you achieve those great things in the world. And that means good long-term relationships. Now, 11s can struggle to maintain long-term relationships for any period of time. Any close, long-term, loving relationships, they can be emotionally distant, pretty much because of the amount they have to do for the world, or they can literally, on the other side of the continuum, be really smothering with unrealistic expectations. And both those sides of the spectrum can offer difficulties with your long-term relationships. So it's important that as an 11, you support yourself by maintaining your long-term close relationships so that they can be your support system as you get out there into the world to heal it and raise its vibration. That's really, really important. Now, life path 11s, there's 4 types. You could be an 11-2, you could be a 2-9-11, you could be a 3-8-11, and much, much rarer, you can be a 4-7-11. So as you go up in numbers there, you get rarer. So if you were born on, say, the 7th of January 2001, all the 3 elements, the reduced elements of your date of birth, the 7, the 1 and the 3, 7th, January 1 and 2001 is a 3-year, adds to 11, and of course the 5th of May 1972. So if you look at these birth dates here on your screen, the 6th of January 1984, the 9th of September 2009, that's a 2-9-11 date of birth, and there are many more. This list isn't exhaustive. A 3-8-11, the 11th of May 1975, a 5th of November 1993, etc., etc. Now you'll see as the numbers go up that you need, especially for a 3-8 and a 4-7 11 life path, you need master energies in the 3 elements of your date of birth. For example, 1966, 1975, 1984 and 1993 are master 22 years, and it's those people that are born in those years that are more likely to have those higher level 11 numbers. And 1993 was the last Master 22 year for hundreds of years, like 2299 will be our next Master 22 year. So if you were born in 1993, you were born in the last 22 year for many hundreds of years. So 4711s are the rarest of the pack, and this is for people born on a 22 year and born on the 22nd day. So you need two 22s in the three elements of your date of birth to be a 4711, and you need two master energies in your date of birth to be a 3811. And with the 2911, you need maybe just one master energy, or, you know, 9th of September 2009, you can get away with not having a master energy in the three elements, but for the 38 and the 4711, you very much do. And it means that you have a rarer life purpose. Now, the birthday number, this is for people born on the 8th, 17th or 26th of any of those months. So you're here to enhance your Master 11 life path with the flavor of the 8 energy. This is really, in a nutshell, making money and achieving worldly success through your Master 11 energy. That's making financial and emotional abundance via your Master 11 innovation and via your Master 11 wisdom and illumination to the world. So it's like a worldly number with a spiritual number brought together like jam and bread. So as an 8, you're here to support your Master 11 by learning in the 8 the secrets of worldly financial success in order to bring you personal freedom. You need to learn how to make money, basically. And in the process of that journey, you might make and lose money erratically. Some things you do will make money and some things you do will lose money. But what's important is you learn when you make money and you learn when you lose money, so that you learn the secrets of making financial abundance and emotional abundance. You're here to learn to use that financial and emotional abundance as a tool to help others. Now, many money rich eights can buy cars and clothes and basically tie their financial energy up in like plastic and metal and cloth in order to raise their status and to show people how rich they are. They may squander their abundance on worldly status symbols. You know, the people that buy 10 cars and keep them in a garage and never use them as like a museum and a show for their financial abundance. All they're doing there is they're tying up the energy of money, which should be free-flowing, into plastic and metal and designer names, when they should be using their financial abundance flowingly as a tool to help others. That's the financial when you use your money to help other people to achieve success, you keep the money flowing rather than tying it up in status symbols. And that's really important for an 11 to learn, that money should be a tool to help others and themselves. It's a very, very philanthropist kind of energy, and really shouldn't be used just to buy plastic and metal and cloth that raises status symbols. You're here to develop a healthy attitude towards money as an energetic, free-flowing mode of exchange. But some eights have a bad attitude to money. They see the wealthy as that wealthy people must be unethical, and they resent wealthy people and think that they must have got their money unethically. Or on the other side of the coin, you may be rich and you may see people that don't have financial abundance as lazy, or that there's a reason why they don't have money and feel that you're above them. And that's not the case at all. Money is energy that you can draw towards you or you can repel away from you depending on your beliefs. Because as an 8 birthday number, you are a manifester and you manifest what you think about. So if you think positively, you'll manifest positive and you'll get that money towards you. If you feel that you deserve the money, it will come to you. But if you have a negative opinion towards money or you don't feel you deserve it, you're pushing that money away from you. Remember, money is energy. You're here to develop a balanced attitude towards achievement and success, because some 8s don't have work-life balance. They work too hard, or they can avoid working at all. They sit at one end of the spectrum or the others. Some 8s avoid working totally, and some 8s are completely obsessive with work and success and actually workaholics. So you can be a workaholic or a street vagrant when you've got the 8 energy, less than if you had a life path energy, but there's a little bit of that because you're a birthday energy. So you need to have a good attitude towards success, but have a balanced work-life balance so that you don't end up money rich and love poor. That's really important for you. You're here to work hard, but in a consistent and balanced way in business or your career to achieve that success and financial abundance. That's filtering all your ideas and messages from your Master 11 life path into the world to create success and financial abundance, as well as the healing of others. But you know, there is this tendency to either not work at all or to work too hard as an 8, and you need to find that balance of the two. Also, as a life path 11 and a birthday 8, you can find yourself being too sensitive in order to get into the world, and you might struggle with the ups and the downs in the world, and it can stop you from achieving your ideas and achieving the abundance that you're here to achieve. You're here to be more worldly strong, to be more realistic, and to be resilient and stronger and tougher, so that you can take your ideas to the world in a resilient, strong and tough manner and deal with the ups and downs and negatives and positives of the real world. You're here to have the courage and the bravery, just like your Master 11, to take calculated, intuitive risks to progress. But like the 11, you might be fearful, unable to take even the smallest of risks to progress. And this feeds into your 11. You might fear non-validation from others. You may not feel confident enough, or you literally might feel too darn sensitive to deal with the world. And we need to get you past this so that you're resilient and strong and able to achieve and manifest your ideas in this world and be brave and courageous enough to do so. You're here because remember, you're here to use your energy to make things happen, to achieve your goals in the world, to organize your workload, to get your ideas and messages and innovation out there. But of course, not only can you be oversensitive, but you can also be quite disorganized and slow moving in your progress. You might even procrastinate and miss opportunities because of your sensitivity and your disorganization, and that's something else that you need to get past, because really you've got a big life path and birthday number energy, a big life purpose to achieve in this world. And again, remember, it's not going to be an easy road, and it's not meant to be. Take your difficulties as an opportunity to be stronger and to progress more strongly. But when you put your ideas and messages out there to the world, you've got to be ethical and responsible and consider the impact of your actions. Because some 8 energies, less so with a birthday number 8 than if you were a life path 8, but sometimes your ideas and your actions in the world can be less than ethical and sometimes even irresponsible. Some 8s have even been known to exploit others and the environment for their own gain, and it's really important for you as a Master 11 with a birthday 8 that you always consider the impact of your actions and make sure that your actions are always ethical and responsible. You've got to be a skilled manager. Remember, the 11 asks you to be a supportive leader in order to help get your ideas out there. And with the 8 energy, you're here to develop towards world-class leadership, to be skilled in your management, balanced, charismatic in your personal power, so that people listen to you and follow your instruction for getting your ideas expressed to the world. But of course, you may have unbalanced personal power, and you might be either too dominating and controlling, or too submissive and dominated. You might have too strong a backbone, or you may have no backbone at all. But you're here to balance your personal power. Using your intuition to support your ideas and actions is a vital tool to help you achieve that balanced personal power that you're here to achieve. And finally, you've got to have that inner confidence. Like with the 11, you've got to have that inner confidence and self-belief based on your skills that you've learned over time, the wisdom that you've channeled over time, and your intuitive voice within, to help support not only your leadership, but also your confidence to lead and express. But again, like with the 11, low confidence and lack of self-belief in your abilities can really block your own inner voice if you allow it to. Now, that is your life purpose in its totality. It's a big life purpose, and there's lots to achieve, but you wouldn't have been given this purpose if you weren't good enough and you weren't able to achieve it. Remember, you're an old soul, and you're here to do big things for the world, but also create abundance from that. Now, I hope you've liked my video today. Give it a thumbs up and subscribe if you do. If you want to contact me for a reading of all your call numbers, then email me at katie@soulexplorer.net. I'll be happy to hear from you. Or you can contact me through Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or Twitter. Facebook is Soul Explorer Numerology. Please like my page. And I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Find me. Look for Soul Explorer Kate and you'll find me. But everything that I've said to you today is from source wisdom. But if your intuition tells you different in any other way, then you've really got to believe the voice within you, because that is all that matters. Now I want to show you my books, if I may. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to my video today. And just before I go, I just want to let you know some exciting news. My beginner book, Remember Your Life Plan, has just been released on Amazon. And this gives you a basic grounding in numerology. It's for beginners and people that are just starting out. And it's good for you to read this before you read my other book. So Remember Your Life Plan is for beginners, really. Gives you a grounding in numerology, and it's sort of the level where people would do my foundations of numerology practitioner on Udemy. So that is my first beginner book, and it's just for newbies. This one is for people that are more intermediate. It provides a deeper analysis of the lessons and challenges of your life path and birthday energies, a concise list of your priority and secondary life path tasks, and it gives you a deeper understanding, and it's longer and more detailed analysis for potential numerology readers. And then Remember Your Talents, again, it's an intermediate level course, and it provides an analysis of the lessons of your life path with your talent number, with your expression number. So it shows how good you're going to be at achieving the lessons of your life path and birthday number. Again, a lesson by lesson comparison of your talents to see how easy or difficult each task in your life purpose will be. And again, it's longer and more detailed, and it's more for numerology readers that have a good grounding. And if you have a good grounding, you might want to take my Master Practitioner for Readers on numerology, if you prefer audiovisual or you'd like to do both. Remember Your Motivations is due out soon. I'm working frantically to try and get this third intermediate book of the trilogy out there for you, and I hope to do that soon. So and don't forget, if you want a reading from me one-to-one over Zoom, just send me an email. You might want an ongoing one-to-one service, in which case you might want to join my channel on YouTube. And if you live in the UK or you're visiting soon, I do shows all over Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire and Berkshire sometimes. with Dear Spirit Events. So come to one of our events for a personal reading or just say hello and purchase one of my books. It's completely up to you. So these are my three books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today, and get looking on Amazon, because I tell you what, to find them quickly, put my name in, Katie Ewers, KatieYoueRS, and then my books come up straight away for you to have a look at. So I hope you enjoy my books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. See you soon.